Quentin able to come home today, or was it last night?
Yes, Quentin Rollins is home. He came back just a little time ago, and everything's progressing in a positive manner. So he just walked through the locker room a little while ago. So, but we still have some things we got to test, and but everything so far is going very well.
So, given the injury long term,
everything so far is going very well. We feel good about it. Like I say, just walked through the locker room a little time, not long ago, and there's still some tests that we have to go through. But he spent the night in the hospital in Detroit, and so far so good.
How are you gonna plan the week, Mike? Down not only Q, but Demaryius and Mac.
Well, we have a lot of work to do. We just came from a staff meeting, so just like you do every Monday, you have a projection of how you think you're gonna play the game, and with that, you line the players up and you decide how you're going to get from 53 to 46. That probably won't be as challenging because of the number of injuries. But, yeah, we're still working through some things. I mean, we probably have about three or four guys that we don't have all the information in. So, and this is how it usually goes. It's usually sorts itself out at some point tomorrow where we can start setting the plan.
Mike, you've been in this situation, this position, 8 straight years now. With everything you guys had to overcome this year, does it maybe feel a little bit sweeter?
Well, they're all sweet. I mean, anytime you reach a level of success of getting into playoffs, it's an accomplishment in the National Football League. We all understand how difficult this league is. So this is a different path. They all are. So, but it's a very rewarding. Especially just to watch this particular team. I've talked about it continuous throughout the year. They're made of the right stuff. They got a great attitude. They bring great energy, and I think we definitely demonstrated that Sunday night in Detroit.
When there are big moments and guys have to go in the game that maybe haven't had a lot of snaps, whether it's Marwin Evans or last year Jeff Janis and Jared in Arizona, do coaches like to say things to those guys on the sideline to right before they go in, or at this point, are they kind of expected to know, what it's like in that environment?
Well, the reality of it is that the timing of it, you're really talking about actually what you're getting ready to do. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time for a pep talk or anything like that, but it's a continuous conversation. I mean, if you just watch the sideline, there in the third and fourth quarter, the conversation was consistent. Of who's playing where and the calls that we had, and with that, you just keep working through it. So, and I thought Darren Perry did an incredible job. Dom Capers and Joe Witt, just the whole staff of not only getting the defensive backfield coordinated, but also you still got to roll that rotation and on the defensive line and so forth. But they did a great job.
Mike, you following up on that. Is this one of the better jobs your coaching staff has done since you've been here over these last?
Well, we have a great coaching staff. I think, the one thing is we've been very consistent and getting our players ready to play. So, those conversations are really, after we're done. But, this was a threshold we knew we needed to get over. We dug ourselves a hole at 4-6, and we're out of it now. And now the real challenges start. It's playoff football, and it's a one-game season. We got the Giants here Sunday, but we've done a lot of great things here as a coaching staff, and we're optimistic and energized to make this maybe make this our best year ever.
Mike, you obviously have a lot of experience with this playoff thing. What has, in your mind, does momentum mean for a team? You obviously have a ton of it going in, but you just mentioned one game season. So what does it mean for a team to go in with all this momentum?
Momentum, confidence is real big, and frankly, just watching the Giants come down the stretch here, obviously I have a personal interest in Ben McAdoo and how his football team's doing. So I think both teams coming into this game with a lot of momentum, a lot of confidence. So and with that, it's going to be an excellent competition. So this is definitely the way you want to come in. We've limped in before, and rested players and didn't play very well in a segment before, and then did it carry over to the next game and so forth and so forth. So there's no doubt, you know, with this team. It's, you know, last night's game looked like really just, and I said it in the press conference last night, it was a microcosm of the season. Just seeing like, you know, guys are going down, the next one jumps in, and you keep going. So with that comes a lot of confidence that the fact you just do whatever you have to do to win the game. So that's kind of the way we're wired this year, and that's what we'll take into this contest Sunday.
Mike, you said that obviously you have an interest in Matthew, knowing him. How big of a factor is that you guys know each other so well going into this game?
It's still football. I mean, I have great respect for, you know, Ben McAdoo and his coaching staff too. I mean, what they've done, but you just watch the teams that make progress through the season and just really focus on why. I mean, I think their defense really jumps out at you, just the amount of film we've been able to get through so far today. So, I mean, they're definitely playing extremely well. I mean, their offense is something we're very familiar with, and just the structure and obviously Eli and the playmakers that they have, and I think they're running the ball much better, you know, today than they were at that time early in the season. So, I mean, they're much, let's say, improved football team. They had, you know, the hot streak there with the number of games they won, too. So that's really what I'm focused on, and that's the way we'll go about it.
Sitting Randall last night, do you think there's a chance that he could be available this week?
I'm hopeful. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I know the medical staff feels much, much better about his chances this week.
Even if he does return, with the way that Geronimo has played, has he kind of earned himself a role, even if you do get one more back?
We really don't play that way. I mean, I understand where you're going with this. We play personnel groups, and there's things that we're going to do differently each and every week. And Aaron throws it to the guys that's open. So, I mean, that's we don't really hunker down and try to feature just one player and so forth. So we'll continue to do that. And you know, if Randall Cobb's in the game, obviously it's important for us to get him some opportunities.
Did Jay Grimes take over the communication when Joe Thomas went out yesterday?
Correct, yes.
Thought
it went well. I mean, Jake played a lot of football yesterday, so you know, did a lot of things. And you know, everybody's talking about the stress of the, you know, the defensive backs and so forth. And obviously with Joe Thomas going out of the game, Jake Ryan, but really the guy that probably had the hardest job was Ron Zook, you know, and Jason Simmons. You think of the job that they did with all the different changes on, you know, on defense and even on offense. You know, with Rakowski, you know, it obviously affects your special teams too. So. I just can't say enough about the boundary management, communication, and that whole operation. I thought our guys did a great job.
Like, you've had a lot of guys, or have a lot of guys that have been with you through these playoffs, but Jared Cook is a guy who has worked his whole career to get there. Now he's here. Is there some value in his experience to maybe let the guys know, hey, you know, this isn't something that people elsewhere take for granted? Is there value in that, if you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I think it's a great point, Rob. And I tell you, if you'd have been in the locker room last night, you'd have got a great picture of it, too. I mean, when they passed out those championship hats, I don't think I've seen anybody smile, you know, or more excited to put on his head than Jared Cook. So, and that's the beauty of this, because you have players here that have been in that position, and they, you know, they're thankful, they're appreciative, but they're also looking forward. But for the rookies and the first year players and the guys that have not. You know, that it's a big deal, and it should be. It's a big deal to win a division championship in this league. So, and that's you know, to me, that's just another form or component of the energy and the confidence that you want part of your program.
Have you ever addressed past postseason experiences as you prepare your team for the playoffs, whether in this case what the Giants have done here the last two visits or the 2010 win for you guys?
I just stay focused on, you know, what applies to the game. If there's an experience from the past that will help us win the game, absolutely. So, you know, as far as the Giants, you know, you look at their, you know, you look at their team, you look at our team, you really stay in tune with the matchups. And I think we got to be realistic here too about, you know, the last two times we played in the playoffs. I mean, you're talking about two totally different teams. I don't even know how many players are on each one of those teams. And so, playoff losses are tough, but they don't really factor in this game too. So. I know 2007 and 2011, you know, Ben McAdoo and I are both still very disappointed with those losses. So, you know, you get over it, and I think it's worked out pretty good for Ben. So,
I was is the preparation different or similar when you play a team that you've already faced during the regular season versus a completely new opponent?
Just more work, more things to check. Just make sure you have the breakdowns from before, and obviously with the Giants, we spent some time, on them in the off season, just personnel wise and so forth. So, just more information. Go through. It's the playoffs, but at the end of the day, you got to get your game plan buttoned down and make sure you're not asking your players to do too much.